This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
And our hair.
Oh, man.
Our hair journey.
I bought one out here just at Ulta, a hair towel, like for drying.
Uh-huh.
It's not as good as the one that's at your house that I got, but.
I know. I don't know what happened to that.
Well, it's definitely at your house somewhere unless someone stole it.
I don't know if anyone stole it.
Maybe Rue?
I think it was in my bottom of my laundry hamper. It's probably still there.
You should use it.
It's probably still there.
I don't know. But I bought one and it's just like a white one from Ulta. And it's kind of more compact. You guys, I'm talking about it's for damp, wet hair. It's a towel that goes over your head. It like has a button on the back and you twist it. And
it's supposed to like draw the moisture out or something, yeah, right?
Without like rubbing your towel on your head.
Don't use it on your vagina.
Nope. Don't draw the moisture out.
Don't wear it as a pair of undies.
you said draw the moisture out, and you know what I hear in my head? Smoke the monster out from
what's that from?
Alice in Wonderland. Oh, yeah. we'll smoke the monster out.
Oh my god.
No, yeah. But I had it on and it's like a little bit more compact. The turbans that we got for our hair, like our silk wraps or whatever, it gives you a little bit more fabric, right? Like this is like more up. It's cute.
Yeah.
This one, I was like just looking in the mirror thinking, so this is what I would look like if I were bald. 100%. A little scary.
Just you as a little old lady in the home with your little wrap.
Or as I was trying to blow dry my hair, I was preparing myself like I might have to shave it.
You say that all the time. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, but you understand. You wanted. How bad did you want to shave your head in Spain?
In Spain, in Barcelona. Yeah. I wanted to shave it so bad. I would just look at you, and it was as it was just like getting bigger and like sticking to me. Uh-huh. I would just look at you and just be like, "I'm shaving it. I need to shave this."
It's like, bad.
Just come back with a shaved head.
Like, we're like trying to brush it. It's just getting bigger.
It's a bad. I was telling Daniel, when I let my hair dry on its own and it becomes like really frizzy. I think I told you this already. I feel like I look like Hagrid from Harry Potter, like just this big bushy head.
I mean, I imagine the reason I can't air dry my hair is because none of it's actually mine.
But yeah.
But I still want to be able to air dry it. And I see these girls that have extensions, like at the hair salon and shit, that like air dry their hair. And
it, are
like,
they really?
Yes. And it looks fine. Like it's like, you know, wavy, messy, but like mine never looks like that.
Well, I think it's because the hair on our actual head is making like, it worse. Yeah, it's making it worse. It's like, hey guys, yes. Do what I'm doing. We're like, no, listen to the new hair.
The new hair's like, I don't know, I used to live on a cow.
I used to be the underbelly of a cow.
We never got washed. And when we air dried, we were usually covered in mud. Oh gosh.
Oh my god. Yeah, seriously, that was like their hair care routine. Uh-huh. Just mud. Mud and piss.
Dude.
All right. Well, so I thought, okay, first of all, I wanted to say that, so you know, I was doing that challenge.
Yes.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So one of the things was to read a certain amount of pages. Mm-hmm. And I've become obsessed with reading again. So I have a bunch of, I've read 11 books. I've read 11 books since January 9th.
Wow.
I know. I know. Well, I haven't been watching as much TV and, you know, I stay up late. So I was going to share some of the books.
Uh-huh.
Just in case anybody wants some reading.
Can you give us a synopsis of each one?
No, because half of them I've already forgotten.
Oh, okay.
They're all good. They're all good. So this is It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. Lily hasn't always had it easy, but that's never stopped her from working hard for the life she wants. She's come a long way from the small town in Maine where she grew up. She graduated from college, moved to Boston, and started her own business. So when she feels a spark with a gorgeous neurosurgeon named Ryle Kincaid, everything in Lily's life suddenly seems almost too good to be true. So this one is my least favorite.
I was going to say.
It's because it's still good, but it's probably my least favorite because it's a completely exactly what you would think of like a love story that is ridiculous, would never happen.
Yeah,
like he's on a rooftop, this gorgeous neurosurgeon shows up, you know, he doesn't,
she's like
he doesn't believe in, you know, he doesn't ever want to get married, or you know, he's just into like one night stands. And of course she's the one.
Oh, okay.
She's the one he falls in love with. I was like, bullshit. Okay.
So, just a spinoff of every other book like that, like, you know, 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. Yeah. It's complete bullshit. No, I mean, it was an interesting read, but The Maid, this I really liked. It's about a woman who I believe is on the spectrum. And so she's a maid in a hotel in London, and she basically loves her job. She's like very, very innocent. So she basically gets like sucked into like a murder mystery, but really good. I liked The Maid. And that's
going to be a movie.
Nita Prose. Yeah. I think it is actually going to be a movie. Maybe not. I don't know. Alice Feeney, Rock, Paper, Scissors. This was really cool. Basically, this woman as a last ditch attempt is taking her husband on a vacation in the Scottish Highlands. And then they end up staying at like this remote place and they end up getting stuck there. And then you'll have to read it.
And then they just play rock,
rock, paper, scissors. I know. Yeah.
And only the caveat is someone is forcing them at gunpoint to play rock, paper, scissors. And however the person loses, that's how they have to
kill them. That's how they have to die. Yep. You die by paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
actually paper cuts.
Death by a million paper cuts. I don't know, man. I think I'd take the rock. Definitely don't want to die by scissors.
No.
You can imagine how many
people rock to the...
take. Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. And then this was Take Me Apart by Sarah Sliger. I don't know. And it's good. I liked this one. She basically goes to some place, also unrealistic. She goes to like this, this woman has died and she's this famous photographer. And so she goes to her house and is going through all of her archives. And falls in love with the sun and anyway.
Also, you didn't really care for that one.
I liked all of these, but
you have read 11 books.
But I have read 11 books. So it's not, so it's fine. It's not at the top. Daisy's Jones and the Six. This is really cool. This is and it's by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I really liked this one. It's done as if this band's being interviewed. It's almost, I think it's maybe based off of Stevie Nicks. Daniel got me this because, me and Stevie are tight. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of them older discussing how they got together as a band and kind of their lives and all that, which was really cool. Also by the same author that I just finished a couple days ago. Taylor Jenkins Reid, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Huh.
And I really like this one. It's like one of my top ones. Basically this same sort of idea as this one, where she goes and she, this kind of like small time writer gets told that she's going to interview this woman, Evelyn Hugo, which was like the biggest movie star in Hollywood in her older age. And then the whole story lays out and it basically talks about how she goes through all of her husbands because she went through
seven.
Yeah. This one I just finished yesterday. It's called, Kylie told me to get this one, Darling Rose Gold by Stephanie Roble. And it's about a mom who has Munchausen's and basically keeps her daughter sick for like 16 years. And then the daughter figures out what she's doing and she ends up in jail, and then it follows her through both their stories through jail and then getting out of jail. Really cool, crazy ending. The Wife Between Us by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekanen. I don't know, this one was pretty cool. I was like, wait, which one was this? I can't even remember what.
You're like, I think I enjoyed it.
This one is really good. The Silent Patient.
Okay.
I'm actually reading another one by him right now, but yeah, anyway. Oh, and then this one, Verity by Colleen Hoover. This is the same author as that first one. That's more of a love story. Uh-huh. I loved this book. You've got to read this.
What's it about?
Okay. Loan Ashley is a struggling writer on the brink of financial ruin when she accepts the job offer of a lifetime. Jeremy Crawford, husband of best-selling author Verity Crawford, has hired Loan to complete the remaining books in a successful series his injured wife is unable to finish. So basically, this woman is asked to come finish these books of this writer. And the original writer is known for these very dark, sinister books, but she had promised to do like two more books in this series, but now she's incapacitated. So the woman goes to her house to, you know, try to get to know her writing better and going through all of her papers and stuff. And the woman is, I don't want to give anything away. So anyway, it's really good. And then The Other Misses by Mary Kubica. And then I read another one by her. It's called Local Woman Missing. Both also really good. So if you guys want to read anything that is a thriller type, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because I don't read like self-help bullshit.
No.
I don't want to help myself.
Yeah, I didn't take you as a self-help kind.
You're just a real mess. But yeah, so it's, but I've only lost like 3 pounds, but I don't know. Not sure if
if it's in the cards for you.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm feeling about my personal situation.
You know, I've been doing so good though. I've only been drinking 2 days a week. You know me, that's like hard.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right. Okay. So I had somebody had written in. And so, and it's funny because so I read this and I was like, I don't know if I have any advice. You might have better advice for this.
Okay,
so this is Brooke and Gina. First off, absolutely love the podcast. Thanks for making me laugh each week. Y'all are seriously hilarious. Thank you, Megan. I'm looking for advice. I'm 28 years young. I don't feel like I am in any hurry for a relationship, but I am sick of always dating cheating losers. Today, I woke up to a random message on IG asking why I sent her boyfriend of over a year a card for Valentine's Day. I recently moved, so we are long distance. Oops, he has played both of us. All this being said, what is the top characteristic you look for in a partner? Thanks in advance. Megan.
Well,
the top characteristic. I think what's hard is like anything like this for me. Is like, and not to blame the person, but I feel like there's always like signs if somebody has two girlfriends.
Well, if it's long distance.
No, because she had moved.
Oh, she moved.
Recently moved, so we are long distance. So I don't know if she saw him before. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the logistics. But anyway, like top characteristics. I mean, that's just, it's like such a general thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if general is the right word. I mean, for me, all I can think of is like red flags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? More so than like, I mean, obviously you want like the normal things. You want somebody who's respectful and kind and considerate and, you know, listens to you, all those things. Someone who does what they say. Someone that, I always think like it's a red flag when somebody talks about themselves as if like, I'm really good at this or I'm da 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 da, but you don't see it.
Yeah.
Like the actions don't match the words.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any of those kinds of things take time. So it's like, say you're just like dating.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know any of those things about a person yet. Right?
Yeah.
They're like giving you their best self. I'm trying to rope you in. So it's hard to say. And honestly, that's why I just don't really date that much.
Yeah.
Because it's just too, but it's different for me because I've, so many people when they're younger, they are looking at that, the long-term. So like, I want to have kids one day. I want to get married. I've already done all of that. So for me, there's less of a desperation, I guess. I'm not saying this girl's desperate, but a desperation to find those things. And I think that that's kind of why too many people settle for something that's not good for them because they're just looking at that end goal. Like, I want to get married and have kids. We all know that that's just compounding a bad situation.
Yeah.
If you're overlooking, for lack of a better word, poor behavior or too much of a you're too different.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know. What would you say?
Well, it's hard because when you really try to think about like if I was going to give advice
to someone, one of us should be giving advice. I know,
to someone who was like, what would be your advice on like how to stop getting, you know, messed up with people like guys that are shitty. It's like, oof.
I don't have any.
And I want to be able to say, oh, we'll do this. Oh, well, you know, well, it's like, if you ask them these three questions and these are the answers you get, you got to say bye, you know?
Right.
But I think some of the best things you could do is definitely pay attention to his actions versus what he says. You know, if he's always apologizing for the same thing, you know, like maybe you had something planned and then all of a sudden last minute he canceled on you. And it's clearly because he was with his other girlfriend.
now,
you know, but if he's doing that over and over and over again, I mean, that's a sign, that's a red flag. Pay attention to, I know this isn't the same for everyone because not everyone has a great relationship with their family, but if they do, it's a good sign to kind of like, if that's what you're looking for is a family and like to get married and like have like this, you know, a solid relationship, then you want to be with someone who wants the same things. So if they say they want the same things, but you actually don't see any signs that they subconsciously want those same things, then they might not be ready for those same things. You know, right. If they never see their family and they never talk to their mom or they don't see their siblings or, you know, they don't have some sort of relationship that is so much deeper or more meaningful than like getting with their buddies and just going out partying, you know, like being a young.
Well, I think some of the problem too, and just, I'm just saying from like friends of ours that are male, I think that, and again, she says she's not looking for anything like really, what did she say? She doesn't feel like she's in any hurry for a relationship. But I think the problem is that I think a lot of people want to say that because that's the right thing to say, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are in a hurry to be in a relationship. And that's part of the problem too. So we have friends who are guys who are very straight up with women. Like, I'm not, you know, looking for a relationship. And this shouldn't be a red flag. I mean, like if you're just wanting to date, then there's nothing wrong with that. But I know guys who have been who are very upfront with girls. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. I don't have time for a relationship right now. And these girls, but then they'll treat them well. Mm-hmm. You know, they call them when they're supposed to and they take them out and they, you know, treat them respectfully. Thank you.
Respectfully.
And it's strange how every single time, and I'm not saying that this person is like this or that any of you listening out there are like this, but every single time these girls somehow find a way to believe that they're going to change them or that they're going to be the one. Kind of like this book that I was telling you about. It's like, I'm going to be the one that he really falls in love with, and he's going to change all of his perspective for me. And part of the problem too, is I think as women, I think there are so many men out there that treat women super shitty, like, or just kind of like as an afterthought, or they don't make them important. So when you have a guy saying, I'm not looking for a relationship, but then is very attentive, they start to tell themselves, oh, but you know, he wouldn't treat me like this if he didn't really like me, or if he didn't really want something, or if he didn't really, you know. And we have this, it's kind of like that show or the book that turned into the movie. It's like, he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that same thing. And I think that that's another thing to look for, because if you have someone that's just wanting to hang out maybe like once a week or something, or, you know, it isn't making you a priority. I'm not saying it has to be that way, like right at the beginning, but like, I mean, I've dated someone who, and I wasn't looking for anything. And this is another red flag, somebody who, goes in hard, you know, like I was dating somebody that was like, fall in love with me already and this and that, and, you know, saying all this stuff to me. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And if I had been like younger and maybe less experienced or wanting that, I would have fallen for that. But that to me was a giant red flag. Cause I thought, okay. I mean, another thing, if a guy tells you all of his ex-girlfriends are psychos.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If, and it's weird because girls for some reason like to be in a position to think that all the other girls that this person has been
garbage.
With were garbage.
And that you're the good best. One. Yeah.
I'm the best. They're shitty. I'm super normal. They're psycho. But you have to really look at that and think, wait, why is the person that I'm choosing to go out with have this history of all these psychotic women in his life? I mean, there's a reason for that. And if they, and maybe they are really psychotic, but if they aren't, maybe he's just a dick trying to make people look like they're psychotic.
Yeah.
You know, so like, there's a lot of weird, different things that you need to kind of like look out for that I think that people just toss aside. And if somebody's trying to fall that hard, that fast for you, a lot of times we get kind of like stuck in like the loving the feeling of the flattery of it. But a lot of men do that shit because they want you. It's not even necessarily that they like you that much. I mean, this is my theory with this person that I dated.
Yeah.
Because when we weren't seeing each other anymore, you know, he kept like reaching out. Cause as soon as we weren't dating anymore, I was like, cool, totally fine. Totally get it. You know, I wish you the best. But it was almost like, I think fucking with his head.
He got shot to his ego.
That I wasn't destroyed over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, we'd always gone into it saying like, let's do this for fun. And while it's fun, it's fun. And when it's not, it's not. And, you know, I remember him saying things to me, things like, you know, well, you know, I just hope if like, you know, like we'll always be friends. Right. And I was like, yeah, I haven't like not been friends with anybody I've ever dated. Like, of course we would. And so when we decided not to see each other anymore, for whatever reason it was, I was like, totally cool. Fine. No problem. And I swear to God. And, but it's funny. Cause like your girlfriends will tell you, oh, I think it's cause he must be in love with you. No, he's not in love with me. No, he's a narcissist and he's tripped out on the fact that I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's almost like they want to do that to feed their ego because I want you to fall in love with me, and not purposely to fuck you over, but it's like they need to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm everything for this person.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a huge red flag. Do not fall for that shit. I don't know. That's just been my experience.
That reminds me of the first scene in, he's just not that into you. And it's a little girl at a park, and the boy pushes her over.
Oh, right. Right.
And the moms are like, oh, he just likes you.
Cause he likes you. Right. It's like, no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Why have we convinced ourselves? Yeah, I don't know. I remember talking to this person. He's talking about like this person and then this person. And, you know, this person has a restraining order against. And I was like, wow. I mean, I think you just have a bad picker.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're like, I mean, that's all I can. I mean, you're not a victim. I'm thinking, you know, all these psycho, terrible, awful women out to get you. But yeah, it's men are, well, and I was talking about this too. I think, I mean, everybody's on dating apps right now. Uh-huh. I mean, mostly. And I get it because, you know, a lot of people don't have time to go out and meet people. But I was trying to think of like why it's so different from when I was younger. Well, even when you were younger, I mean, you haven't really been ever in a position to need a dating app.
I haven't done a dating app. No.
Yeah.
I do think it'd be entertaining though.
No, I know you do. yeah, I know. but I was talking to some of our guy friends and I was like, the thing is that they're good in that respect, but I think there's so much available to you that men are having a harder time. Maybe men and women are having a harder time
narrowing it down.
There's so much out there.
Yeah.
There's so much out there. Like when I was younger, you had to like go to a party and like meet somebody, you know, or you go to a bar, God forbid, or you go, you know, meet somebody at church. Or
I was just going to say that.
Like, you know, like a youth group or something. And, you know, you had to actually physically be in that space or, you know, a friend of a friend was going to introduce you or whatever. And now all you have to do is pick up your phone and see what's in your area.
Uh-huh.
And freaking like there's, you know, 40 choices
or more.
I mean, I don't know. Cause I'm, you know, not on one, but I think that can be kind of a scary thing too, because I think that all these men and women are kind of like, well, yeah, he was really cool, but I don't know if he checks all my boxes. Let's try, you know, what's behind door number two. And it's like, I think it's just like, we just have so many options. I mean, I don't have many options, dude. My friend the other day, I had like mentioned to her, I said, yeah, you know, eventually I need to like start dating like people closer to my own age. And that's all I said. I wasn't like, I really need to like settle down. I need to find somebody.
Yeah.
So she texts me and she goes, I found this guy. He's a little older. He's lovely. And I just went,
lovely.
I go, oh, that sounds like he's fat or ugly or in a wheelchair. Uh-huh. And she goes, no, but he's, you know, and so she like sends me a picture. He's not like a bad looking guy, but it's like, she's, you know, he's like 60. So he's like 8 years older than me. That's like in my age range. And so I was like, she goes, oh yeah. So like text him or call him. And I was like, what? No, like if I like went somewhere to like a friend's house and they were having a barbecue and I met somebody, but no, I am not at a position where I'm just going to like call this random dude and be like, hey, you want to, yay.
Hey,
you want to hang out? Like, I don't know. It's just so, so weird for me.
Hey, you want to,
yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm not even in a position to where I really want to, I mean, even like the last guy I was dating, did I like him? Yeah. Was he fun to hang out with? Yeah. But did I really want to incorporate somebody into my like everyday life? No, no,
no,
no. So I want to like, I don't know, introduce him to my friends? No. Uh-uh. Do I want to eventually like share a closet with someone? No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day it'll happen. But yeah, anyway, I don't know if we helped you at all.
I feel like when you said,
I feel like,
you
know, we just made it worse, Megan.
And she said, he's lovely. All I think is like, you know, you'd say, hey, you want to go to a matinee?
we could go to a matinee.
Like he's like, he's lovely, but like that means he
dinner
can...
at dinner at 4:30.
Yeah.
Dinner at the Denny's.
Yeah. Like Marie Callender's, some pie.
Gotta be in bed by 7. Oh my God. But yeah, anyway, Megan, I don't know. Like top characteristics would be anything that you could that you would already probably know. You're a smart girl. You know what characteristics you need in a man. There aren't like top ones, but if the things that they are doing are not matching what they are saying, giant red flag. And like our good friend Fuckboy Allen said one time,
yep.
If you ever are just confused, then he's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he leaves you confused, you're a fuckboy.
If you have to convince yourself and you have to create an argument to yourself to defend that person because you want
right.
them to be defendable so bad.
Yeah.
But you're having to like, you know, do a lot of convincing.
Right. It's probably not the one.
Probably not.
I think another part of it is I just think us as women, we don't think that we are enough. And I think we're trying to be something to be attractive to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the best way to find the people that are truly going to want to be with you is if you are truly yourself. I mean, you're truly yourself.
Yeah.
You found somebody that likes you for you being truly yourself.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
I mean, I change my mind about myself almost every day.
I know. Well, you and I both do. That's why we're here, to remind each other that, you know, we're lovable.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at myself in this camera.
Oh, baby, you're lovable. I promise. Hopefully that was helpful and not confusing, as our friend Daniel likes to say.
But however,
what?
Love life, you know, dating and relationships, they're just confusing.
Well, we always say they're relationships.
I think, yeah, they are. And I think
they're confusing.
If there was one takeaway from today, it's if you're confused, he's probably a fuckboy.
He's probably, yeah, just stay away. Stay away. Uh-huh. And I love that. Well, okay, and sorry, but this is like the other thing that kills me. When a girl contacts another girl saying, "Why did you send my boyfriend a Valentine's card?" It's like, women, stick together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I watch these men like pit these women against each other as if they are just these, like, you know, they can't help it.
Yep.
You know, like they're just so lovable that everybody wants them. And so like, I don't know. It kills me that this person even reached out to her. She should have never even reached out to her. She was like, "What the fuck is this card?" to her boyfriend. And then, or if she wanted to, and he gave her some lame bullshit excuse, like, "Oh, it's my cousin" or something. Mm-hmm. And if you want to contact the person and say like, "Hey, you know, this is what happened," but it doesn't sound like that's what happened.
No, it sounds like she was like,
it sounds like she was blaming her, like, "Wow, bitch.
But you're so desperate. You don't even live here. You sent it in Valentine's card."
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Well, I got to go to the gym.
Yeah, go to the gym. You know, I gotta
take these 3 pounds off.
I'm gonna. Yeah,
hey, you go work on your hair.
I'm going to, and then I also need to go to the gym because I have to take pictures this weekend.
Oh, your favorite.
Yep, feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah. Who are you taking them with?
For a run, Dana and all them in Panama City in Florida.
Oh, I thought that was this weekend for some reason.
It's this coming weekend.
Next weekend. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was this last weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah. Get on it.
So yeah.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah. And maybe I should post on Instagram. Dude, I'm the worst.
I know. Yeah. You need to get back on that. I know. I know. It sucks.
I don't have anything to post.
Yeah. Sure you do. Sure you do. Oh.
It's almost like, okay, last thing, and we're gonna.
Yeah.
The more stuff that I see other people posting, and really not necessarily the pictures, but like the captions, or sorry, the monologues or the fucking essays.
Yeah.
It almost,
it's now a chapter book.
Now every time I go to post, I can't help but like one-liners.
That's all you need.
This is me.
I don't know.
Before I could come up with something that was more of like a good in between. I never just like shot the bullshit. I never just like wanted to write a fucking novel ever. Like it's not
right.
Like, you know, if it holds no purpose or like no one's asking for it specifically from me, I have a hard time just saying it. Like, here's unsolicited advice.
Right.
Everywhere. Like, I just don't do that. And so, but now from finding it so comical, the more that like we've sent to each other, like reading all this shit, now it's like, it's even when I want to be able to have a little more to say, I don't. I have,
you know, you're like, I do not want to be put in this category.
I have less. And I like every time I write anything, I'm overthinking it because it's as if I'm writing it and I'm also standing outside of my body giving a college
critiquing
myself, yeah. Like, oh, it's so lame. Fucking nerd. And I'm down here writing like, oh man, you're right. And then erase. Serious.
Oh my God. It's so funny that you said that because I was just talking to somebody about that. I was imagining myself as all these different people in my own home. So like I got up the other morning, I was not motivated to go to the gym at all. I walk in, I get out of bed and I walk over to the mirror and I kind of look at myself like, and then I like go to get ready and I start getting dressed and then I go, never mind. I put my robe on and I march back to bed and I got back in bed. And then I was like, no, I have to get up. I got back up and I went, I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I was talking to myself and I was like, get your fucking ass up and go to the gym. And I was like, okay, like talking to myself. And then we were laughing. We were like discussing that, like talking about like you being all these different people. And I was like, yeah, you know, like getting mad at yourself and be like, yeah, it's like sitting on the couch, like, you know, Gina said she was cooking tonight. Just like, I'm just like sitting on the couch by myself. I was just imagining myself as like all these different people just pissed off at each other, but same thing. Yeah.
You need me to come home.
I know.
You are going crazy.
Look at how many books I've read.
You're Jesus reading. Christ. You're reading way too much. You read too many books.
Insane. I know. It's absolutely insane.
You're gonna start turning into someone who like you've read all these books and you're going a little bit crazy. And you're talking to yourself, but now you're like looking at your window and like
100%. I was like sitting here by myself. Oh, so Daniel spends the night on like Sunday nights since Ruby moved out. He set Ruby's room up, even has like some clothes in the drawers. So last night, like I've been having like all these like weird dreams. And I literally like, I told him this morning, I was like, I almost came and got in bed with you. I was so scared. But like, I kept having bad dreams and hearing noises outside. So yes, I am going to become that crazy lady. Yeah. I'm like,
hello?
Hello? Anybody Hello? Else? No, Gina, no one's out there. Oh, I know. No one's out there. Oh, fucking Lucy.
Fuck, that is good.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, hey, I love you and I miss you.
I love you. I miss you.
Please come home.
I am. I'm going to get through this Florida thing.
All right.
And I'll be coming out there. So,
all right. So, hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yep.
Later.